弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
每一次来到这边，就是一年过去了。
Again, every time we come here, we realize a year has passed.
我都已经忘记我们这是第几次了，第五次还是第四次
？I've forgotten how many years we've been here.
弟兄姊妹，我们说过，每一年来，我们都希望我们知道自己长进了。
And we say that we pray that every time we come here, we would know that we've grown.
我们不能够把能够来参加这个聚会 take it for granted， 认为理所当然可以来。
We cannot take these retreats and our opportunities in coming for granted.
很多人想来，落不到来。
A lot of people wanted to come, but they could not come.
很多人想来，已经不能来了。
A lot of people wanted to come, but they could not come.
所以来的路上就想起去年带着我父母亲一路上过来的。经过的地方，什么地方，他们下来上厕所。
And as we were driving up this year, I remember last year as I was taking my parents up here and how many stops and every stop that we had to make for them to go to the restroom.
And 今年他们就来不了了。
And this year they're not able to come.
差一点我们自己也来不了了。
And very close, we weren't going to be able to make it ourselves.
Yeah, 本来预计礼拜二我母亲要动一个手术的，但是我们后来跟医生讨论，我们也祷告，决定把它取消了。
And we originally made arrangements for my mom to have a surgery on Tuesday, but in prayer we decided to cancel that surgery.
因为她这么年纪大，她的心脏又非常的脆弱，不适合手术。医生认为可能就会有可能醒不过来。
And her advance in age, if she is under the knife and maybe very close, she won't come out of the operation.
另外我也很感谢神，我的大哥大嫂四哥他们从各地赶过来帮忙照顾。
And I want to thank my oldest brother and his wife and my fourth brother and his wife. They also came to help.
本来我大哥今天这个周末也在 Upstate， 他也有服侍哈，他有一个也是一个很大的。退休会他也被请去，但是他为了我们，他给人家辞职了，他赶过来照顾我爸，照顾我妈妈。
My oldest brother, he was also supposed to attend a service, a retreat at Upstate New York, and he came anyways to take care of my parents.
所以今天我还能够站在这里，也感谢神啊。
And the fact that I could stand here tonight, I want to thank God.
我也谢谢弟兄姊妹为我母亲的祷告，为我们的祷告。
I want to thank brother and sister your prayers for my mom and your prayers for us.
我想她在主的手中。
I trust that my mom is in the Lord's hands.
谢谢。那我们现在要来看我们这一次大会的信息啊。
And we're going to come and look at our theme for the retreat.
我想我们每一次来，我们都在主的面前，主给我们一个特别的题目。
And every time we come, we ask the Lord for one particular theme.
今年这个题目其实不是很容易读啊。
And the theme for this year is not easy to comprehend.
但是我很感谢神，正好我们前一阵子教会里面礼拜五的查经正好读哥罗西书。
And it's a coincidence that on our Friday night Bible study, we are studying Colossians.
所以我们当作 final 哈，这是今天是 final， 我来验收你们读的怎么样。
And we'll treat this as the final exam of our studies in the past Fridays.
所以当我讲的时候，我相信你们里面能够很清楚有一幅图画。
And I know as we began to share, there should be a very vivid picture in your mind.
当我们想到哥罗西书、以弗所书这两卷书，有人称它是宇宙性的书。
And Colossians and Ephesians, they claim these two books as universal books.
因为它跨越时间空间，把神永远的旨意向我们启示出来。
Because they pass time and space, they reveal to us.The mysteries of God.
所以有人说以弗所书讲到教会是基督的身体。
And Ephesians talk about that the church is the body of Christ.
哥罗西书讲到这个基督是教会的头。
And Colossians speaks of the fact that Christ is the head of the church.
但是我们如果仔细读的话，其实不止这么一点。
But if we pay attention, that's not it.
他不光是教会的头。
Christ is not only the head of the church.
他整个是神旨意的中心。
He is the center of God's will.
他是神整个万有的中心。
He is the center of all things.
所以我们这次定的题目 Christ alone, 唯独基督是一个很重要很大的题目。
So our theme this year, Christ alone, is a very important, is a very big thing.
我想我开头先花大概三分钟到五分钟把哥罗西书讲一遍。
And I want to spend about 3 to 5 minutes to preach on Colossians.
我只能讲最精华的部分。
And I can only talk about the the key points.
整个哥罗西书你可以分成两大段。
The entire book of Colossians can be divided into two segments.
就是两章两章头两章跟后两章。
The first two chapters and the second two chapters.
头两章讲到我们对基督应该有的认识。
The first two chapters talks about our understanding, the understanding we are to have of Christ.
后面两章讲到我们认识了基督以后该有的经历和生活。
And the second two chapters talks about the fact that after we know Christ, the life that we ought to live.
所以第一大段讲到对基督该有的认识又分为这两章了。
And the knowledge that you're supposed to have of Christ is also divided into two chapters.
第一章讲到要来认识他的超越。
And the first chapter is to understand his supremacy.
第二章讲到要来认识他的丰满。
And the second chapter is to understand his fullness.
第一章讲到要认识他的超越就说到他是万有的中心是教会的元首。
And to understand his supremacy is that he is the center of the universe, he is the head of the church.
所以他应该在凡事上居首位。
So that in all things he's supposed to have the first place.
第二章讲到认识他的丰满。
And the second chapter talks about the fullness of Christ.
不仅仅看见神的奥秘是在基督身上。
Not only discovering that the mysteries of God is on Christ.
而且讲到神本性一切的丰盛都在基督里面。
But all the fullness and the nature of God is in Christ.
换句话说，我们需要来认识基督是一切属灵的实际。
In other words, is to know that Christ is the reality of all spiritual things.
所有属灵的事，所有关乎神的事，所有关乎万有的事，全跟基督发生关系。
Every spiritual thing, everything pertaining to God has something to do with Christ.
好，那我们看第二大段，当我们认识了基督之后，我们该有的经历和生活。
And there's a second portion of Colossians after we come to know Christ, what are the experiences and the way we ought to live?
该有的经历就是我们来经历基督是我们的生命。
And the experiences that we ought to have is that Christ is now our life.
所以这是第三章第一节到第十节告诉我们。
Chapter 3, verse 1 through 10, that's what's telling us.
然后接下来从第三章十二节一直到第四章第六节讲到基督是我们的生活。
And then chapter 3 verse 12 all the way through chapter 4 verse 6 is that Christ is our life.
不管我们的教会生活、家庭生活、职场生活、社会生活都跟基督发生关系。
Our daily life, our lives at church, our life at home, our lives at work, every aspect of our life has something to do with Christ.
如果我在讲的时候你们有做笔记。
And if you're taking notes right now as I'm speaking,
你们有没有发现我掉了一节？
You discover that I've left out a verse.
有没有人发现
？Anybody discovered it？
三章十一节掉了，感谢主啊！
Chapter 3 verse 11，
有人认真了。三章十一节掉了哈。
Chapter 3 verse 11， I did not mention it。
三章十一节是一个关键的一节，它衔接的整个。
Because it's a key verse that links all things together。
要在基督是一切，又在一切之内。
That Christ is all and in all。
基督是一切，重在讲基督是我们的生命。
Christ is in all, speaks of the fact that he is our life.
这是我第三堂要讲的。
And this is what I'm going to talk about in my third message.
然后又在一切之内讲到基督充满在我们的生活里面。
And to say that Christ is in all speaks of the fact that Christ is everywhere in every aspect of our lives.
所以亲爱的弟兄，那么第四章第七节到结尾那是最后的劝勉跟问安，那个叮咛和劝勉。
Chapter 4 verse 7 onto the end are admonishments and final greetings.
你看我三分钟把哥罗西书讲完了。
In 3 minutes, I've summarized the entire book for you.
记不记得第一大段讲什么？
What is the very first theme of the book, first portion of the book?
头两章对基督该有的认识。
The understanding we ought to have of Christ, the first chapter.
第二大段第三章第四章。
Chapter 3 and 4.
认识基督以后该有的经历和生活。
The experiences and the life we ought to have after having known Christ.
第一大段讲到对基督该有的认识。
And concerning the knowledge of Christ in this first portion.
第一章讲到认识他的超越。
It's broken into two sections. First chapter talks about his supremacy.
知道他是万有的中心，是教会的元首，他应该在凡事上居首位。
He's the center of all things. He's the head of the church. He is to have the first place in all things.
所以这是第一堂信息，我们等一下今天晚上要讲的。
And this is what we're going to continue on in tonight's message.
第二段讲到认识他的丰满。
And the second portion talks about knowing his fullness.
讲到不仅仅神的奥秘就是基督。
Not only that the mystery of God is Christ himself.
所 积蓄的一切智慧知识都在他里面。
All the wisdom, all the understanding is in Christ.
而且要讲到神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
And the fullness of God, His nature has dwelt bodily in Christ.
说到基督是我们属灵的实际，这是我明天晚上第二堂要讲的。
And it speaks of the fact that Christ is our reality, all spiritual reality. That's what we're going to talk about tomorrow night.
所以第二大段讲到认识基督以后该有的经历。
And then we come to the second portion of Colossians, the experiences we ought to have after having known Christ and our lifestyle.
今天就讲到基督是我们的生命，这是我第三堂要讲的。
And the third message, I will focus on Christ being our life.
第四堂讲到基督是我们的生活。
And lastly, Christ is our everyday life.
讲到他是一切又在一切之内。
He is in all, he's all and in all.
好，我已经把哥罗西书讲完了哈。
So I've concluded Colossians.
现在我们回到第一个。
Now we're going to come to the very first portion.
我们先来看一点点圣经好
了。Let's read some scriptures together.
我们翻到哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
所以我们这次主要以哥罗西书为主来讲到 Christ alone, 唯独基督。
We're going to use Colossians to look at the theme of Christ alone.
请你们知道这卷书虽然好像比较深比较难哈。
This book seems deeper and is harder to comprehend.
但是它太重要了。
But it is so important.
我们讲的听的都需要主把智慧把悟性赐给我们。
We who speak and we who are listening, we need God to give us an understanding.
让我们听得懂读得懂我们活得出来。
That we can hear it and understand.It and we can live it out.
那是太大的祝福。
It's a great blessing.
我们读第九节啊。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
因此我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意。好，我们就读到这，底下没有空去读了。保罗为他们有一个祷告。
Paul had a particular prayer for them.
他说我听见你们的那个信望爱的见证以后，我就常为你们祷告。
And he says, after I've heard of your faith coming to Christ, I pray for you daily.
他说我愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
That you may be filled with the knowledge of His will and all wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，当我们真知道神的旨意是什么的时候
，When you truly understand the will of God,
我们这一生才能够真正活在神的心意里面。
And that's the only way you can live according to the heart of God.
我们才不虚此生。
And then you will not waste away this life.
所以这是保罗为哥罗西教会一开始的一个祷告。
So this is the very first prayer that God had for the Church of Colossae.
就像他在以弗所祷告一样，让我们真知道他。
Just as he prayed for the Ephesians.You may truly know him.
真知道他的旨意是什么。
Truly understand his will.
好，我们现在再来读第十五节。
Let's turn to verse 15.
我们时间的关系，我们只读到第十九节。
Because of time, we're going to come to read to verse 19 only.
爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的。或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是又是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。他也是教会全体之首，他是元首，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。好，我们的圣经就读到这就好了哈。
And that'll be our Richard, scripture reading tonight.
弟兄姊妹，你知道我这些日子在我跟于至少在我跟于师母的服事里面。
These days, at least in the service between Sister Nancy and myself,
我真的跟你们承认，我们面对了一个很大的挑战。
And I want to acknowledge that we have faced a very, very great challenge.
昨天跟我哥哥在这个病房外面等着我妈妈在里面做肾脏切片的时候，我就跟我哥哥有一些的祷告跟交通。
And I had some time of deep fellowship with my oldest brother and some time of prayer as we were waiting outside the surgery room as my mom was going through biopsy.
当我们有很多属灵的交通，讲到亲近神，讲到等候神的学习。
We had a lot of spiritual sharings about drawing near to God and waiting on God.
但是在我们中间，我们也提到一个点，对我们所有服事主的人是一个很大的挑战。
And we also mentioned the one particular point, the greatest challenge for all of us who are serving God.
就是一面我们认识神的旨意是这么伟大。
On the one hand, we know that the will of God is so great.
他给我们的救恩是这么丰富。
And the salvation He's given to us is so rich.
他给我们的应许是这么完备。
And all the promises that he's given us is so complete.
但是在我们所有所服侍的这些环境的里面，我们所看到的，所经历的，自己所感受到的，常常就不是这么一回事。
But in the circumstances by which we serve, the things that we see, the things that we feel, the things that we touch, it is not similar to what we understand of what we have in Christ.
几乎在各地的教会里面，当然我们常常也从弟兄姊妹的爱主得到激励。
And of course, we are encouraged by the love of brother and sister. But as we travel throughout many areas, we see these things in many churches.
但是很多的时候，我们就发现这个信仰在神儿女们的身上都不够真实了。
And we discover that the faith is not genuine in the children of God.
我们好像是把信仰当作真的是所谓的心灵的寄托而已。
And faith became something that we can just lean our burdens on.
我们把它当作是一个宗教的习惯，我礼拜天来聚个会。
It became very ritualistic. It became a custom of religion.
当我碰到困难，碰到打击的时候，我来求神安慰我，帮助我。
When I come across challenges and difficulties, I would come to ask God, God, would you please help me?
我们常常跟别人传福音的时候，别人说宗教都是好的。劝人为善，给人寄托，记不记得？
And we, as we share the gospel to other people, they often say all religion is the same. It gives you some spiritual reliance.
我们就觉得今天这个时代的教会几乎就已经沦落到这个地步了。
Emotional reliance. And we find that Christianity today has fallen to that state.
神是这么超越，这么伟大的。
God is so supreme and so great.
我们得到的救恩是这么伟大的。
And the salvation we receive is so great.
可是你就发现在神儿女们的身上不够落实。
But in the children of God, you discovered it's not a reality.
不够真实在我们的身上。
It is not true and it's not real.
就连传道人，就连所谓神家的领袖们在我们身上都不够真实。
Even evangelists, pastors, and those who are leaders in God's house is not real in our lives.
你就发现很多的事情上我们根本没有把神当作神。
You discovered that in many areas of our lives, we did not treat God as God.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常大的一个挑战。
And brothers and sisters, this is a huge challenge for us.
你看我们在读旧约的时候。
And when we are reading the Old Testament.
每一次当神的儿女们到耶路撒冷。
Every time the children of God comes to Jerusalem.
他们去干嘛？
What are they doing?
圣经上讲到他们一年三次怎么样？
Three times a year, they go to Jerusalem.
他们到耶路撒冷是去献祭的。
They go to offer a sacrifice.
他们是去朝见神的。
They went to see God.
而且绝对没有人空手去的。
And nobody went empty-handed.
弟兄姊妹，他们去敬拜神，他们去是向神奉献。
And when they went to worship God, to offer unto God.
他们去是以神为中心的。
They went and made God the center.
但是你发现今天的教会。
But you discover the church today.
或者这个世代神的儿女们。
And this generation, the children of God.
我们来到神家是来得的。
And we come to God's house, we say, what can I get?
看看 worship 能不能满足我的兴趣。
Would this worship satisfy my desires?
讲道能不能解决我的问题。
Could the preaching satisfy my problem?
教会的孩子设备能不能让我的孩子很舒服
？Children program, children ministry, can it take care of my kids?
这里的弟兄姊妹够不够有爱？可以让我里面觉得有同伴
？Are there enough love here among brothers and sisters that I can find companionship?
我们整个的注意力都是在我能够得到什么
？Everything is focused on what can I gain?
弟兄姊妹，这已经算好的基督徒了。
This is still a pretty good Christian.
更不要说很多人来到神家里面根本是无所谓，甚至在这里破坏的。
And not to say a lot of people come to God's house, they don't even care. They actually come to harm God's house.
所以弟兄姊妹，当以利亚在加密山上的时候，他对神的百姓就发出一个挑战。
So Elijah, when he was in the mountain, he called out to the people of God.
他说：“如果耶和华是神，就应该拜他。
If the Lord is God, then worship Him.
如果巴利是神，去拜巴利去。
Baal is God, worship Him.
弟兄姊妹，今天在我们里面常常有两个力量在我们里面争取我。
But since we discovered there are two forces fighting within our hearts,
一个是这个真神
，One is the true living God.
一个是马门。
One,
一个是这个世界的王
One is mammon is the king of this world
他们都在我们身上要得到一份
They want to uphold something in our lives
我们就说到底神在我们心中的地位是什么
What is God's position in our lives
就在很多的事情上都写明我们到底是什么
So in many things it revealsWhat is God's position in our lives?
我们真的需要在当我们每一次聚会的时候。
So, brothers and sisters, every time we get together and meet,
不管是小组聚会、教会聚会、特别聚会
，whether it be small group meetings when we get together on church on Sundays or retreats,
巴不得所有的力量都能够加起来。
And I pray that all of our strength would be gathered together.
我们一起在打一场严肃的征战。
And we're fighting a good battle.
我们一起在这里冲破一个坚固的营垒。
We're here breaking forth a stronghold.
让我们可以在主的道路上一直往前去。
Then the ways of the Lord we may continue forward.
所以我看到你们年轻的人坐在这里，你知道我心里面真的非常的高兴。
I see young people sitting here, my heart rejoices.
我跟你说，今天服侍主的人，我真的是承认有很多的事情会 discourage 我们。
As servants of the Lord, I would tell you there are so many things that discourage us.
但是当我们看见弟兄姊妹爱主渴慕的时候，我们的心就受到激励。
But when we see brothers and sisters long for the Lord and they love God, we are encouraged by that.
像你们这么小的孩子坐在这里听哥罗西书呢，真的是很佩服你们。
And some of you really, really, really young ones, you're sitting here listening to Colossians. I admire you.
以前有一个很有名的这个，我不晓得是电视明星还是电影明星。
There was a very famous star. I don't know whether he was a movie star or a TV star.
他有名的不得了，所以他的时间都很宝贵，人家抢他。
His time is very precious, so everybody wants part of his time.
所以有一次有一个退伍军人协会开会，请他来。
And there was a veterans gathering. They invited him to come.
他再三叮咛说，我最多只能给你们五分钟。
And he told the committee, all I can give is 5 minutes.
没有想到他到了那边以后。不止五分钟，十分钟，二十分钟，三十分钟，他一直讲下去了。
And when he was there, he kept talking, 5, 10, 30 minutes.
远远超过他说的五分钟。
It surpasses the 5 minutes that he originally wanted to be allocated to him.
完了以后，人家就问他说：“你不是说只能五分钟吗？为什么这个能够花这么多时间跟我们在一起
？”And afterwards, people were asking him, "How come? I thought you said only 5 minutes. How come you spend so much time?"
他说：“因为第一排坐的两个人。”
Because he said there's two that sit in the first row.
他们在打仗的时候，一个右手被炸断，一个左手被炸断。
One lost his right arm, one lost his left.
他们两个坐在一起，他每一次讲到精彩的时候，两个人各用一只手来拍手。
And when it was when I talk about something that was very, really, really exciting, they each used one of their arms. They were clapping together.
我一看他们那样拍手，我就感动，我就受到激励，我就要继续讲。
And when I saw them clapping like that, I was moved, and I want to keep talking and keep sharing.
他们两个已经拍了，谢谢。
And we got some doing that right now, right here, up here in the first row. Thank you.
能够行道。
Doers of the word. Amen. So young people, I see you're sitting here. I thank God. And you've driven for 3 to 4 hours. You're here. Thank God. But I pray that you come with all of your heart. We do this for real.
既然称他是神，就把他当作神。
If he is God, then treat him as God.
罗马书第一章在那里所有责备的这十几种罪里面。
Romans chapter 1 of all the sins that Paul talked about.
第一个罪就是他们明明知道有神，却不把神当作神。
The very first obvious one is that even though they knew him to be God, they did not treat him as God.
神真的是我的神吗？
Is he really my God?
神真的是我的主吗？
Is he really the Lord?
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们都知道他是我们的救主。
And we know that he is our Savior.
但是我们常常忽略了他也是我们的主。
But oftentimes we neglect the fact that he is Lord.
我跟你讲，不管你把不把他当主看。
I will tell you whether you treat him as Lord or not.
甚至我也不管世界上的人信不信他是主。
And I don't care if the rest of the world believe him to be Lord or not.
他是主就永远是主。
He is Lord, he is forever Lord, amen?
圣经上讲到万有都是他造的。
All things were made by him.
万有是为着他造的。
All things were created for him.
你信也好，你不信也好。
Whether you believe or you don't believe.
他永远就是主。
He is forever Lord.
我们今年已经讲让主居首位已经讲了二十多堂了。
And we spent 20some messages talking about having the Lord being the first place in our life.
我们已经从这么多不同的角度讲到让主居首位。
From so many different perspectives, we talked about the Lord can have the first place.
弟兄姊妹啊，这永远讲不完的题目。
Brothers and sisters, this is a theme that can go on and on forever.
以前有一个人，他最喜欢去买别人已经 abandoned, 已经放弃的这个矿场。
And there was an investor, he loves purchasing mines that has been abandoned by other companies.
别人都挖挖挖已经挖不到东西了就 abandon 了然后就再去另外买。
They dug through the entire ground and they couldn't find anything anymore, they went somewhere else.
他最喜欢买别人 abandoned 的。
He loves purchasing these land that has been abandoned.
然后他常常有很大的收获。
And oftentimes he would gainmany, many folds when you go dig. When you...
别人 abandon 表示这边有这个矿场我就不需要再去找了。
When someone's abandoned this area, it means that they actually found something here.
他 abandon 是表示他挖的范围里面已经没有了，并不代表底下没有，旁边没有。
And he abandoned because the boundary by which he's dug is no longer exists precious metals, but doesn't mean that if I go deeper, there isn't any more.
所以他每一次买的别人放弃的矿场，他挖深一点，挖宽一点，他就得到特别丰富的。
So every time he purchased this land, he would dig deeper, dig wider, and he would discover more and more.
那弟兄姊妹，我们要讲让主居首位。
Brothers and sisters, when we talk about letting the Lord have the first place, we can keep going and keep going because there's so many perspectives we can talk about. But tonight, I want to use from a very special point. Because our theme is Christ alone. And we talk about the very first thing to know in Colossians is that He is supreme.
他不光是我们基督徒教会的元首，他是万有的元首。
He's not just the head of the church, He is the originator of all things.
啊，这是我们要一起来认识他的。
And there's something we together need to come and comprehend.
啊，所以我今天要从一个角度讲到，他是 Alpha, 就是讲到他是一切的开始。
And I want to use this term.He is the Alpha. He's the beginning of all things.
万有是为他造的，是借着他造的。
All things were created for him and by him.
啊，也要讲到他是 Omega.
And then we'll conclude with he is Omega.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是希腊文的两个字母哈，第一个字母跟最后一个字母。
And these are the two Greek alphabets. One is the very first, and one is the very last.
就好像他是 A, 他是 Z.
Just like in the English alphabet, we would say Jesus is A and Jesus is Z.
还包括中间的所有的。
And he is everything in between.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天要讲来让主居首位。
So when we talk about having the Lord being the first place, this is what we want to talk about.
因为很容易记。
Because it's easy to remember.
啊，但是也是非常符合哥罗西书的信息。
And actually, mates pretty well with Colossians.
第一件事情讲到他是 Alpha.
And the very first point is that he is the Alpha.
虽然这个大家的这个手册上我这个经文拿掉了，为了让它简单一点，但是我们还是来看一下，好不好
？And I took the verses out of the handbooks to make the handbooks a little shorter, but I like to ask everybody to take a look.
我们看以赛亚书43:7，这是我们常常引用的经文。
Isaiah 43:7。43:7。
凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所做成、所造作的。
Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him.
怎么你们都没听到？你们读，再来读一次，好吗
？Everybody read it together, all right?
这节圣经太重要了。
That's very important.
来。
Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created,
是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所做成、所造作的。好，我们现在请大家做一件事，你们都有名牌 ，right?
And everybody's got a name tag, right? 啊，
那个现在请你们把这个凡称为我名下的人换成念你名牌上的，希望你们都是带自己名牌哈。
And I pray that you're all wearing your own name tag. So when you come to the verse, everyone who is called by my name.In the place of everyone, read your own name.
开始来哈，像我
Together?
我如果是于宏杰，我就说于宏杰，我就把这个我自己的名字放进去啊。
So as I read verse 7, I'm going to put my own name in there. Okay.
预备来。
William、
于宏杰是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所做成、所造作的。哎，我看你们不够 sincere。
You're not sincere enough.
把自己名字放进去。
Put your own name in this verse.
让你知道你是被神主神在这里 claim 他的 right.
That God is claiming His right right now through this verse.
再来一次。
One more time.
于宏杰是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所做成、所造作的。好，我们再翻到启示录4:11。
Revelation chapter 4 verse 11.
我们一起先来读一下圣经告诉我们的。
Revelation chapter 4 verse 11. Let's read it together.
我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。好，我们现在只读后半哈，就是把那个万物改成您的大名。
Second half, for you created...In the place of all things, put your name in there.
像这边，因为你创造了于宏杰，并且于宏杰是因你的旨意而被创造而有的，你就换成你的名字 ，OK?
swap out all things and they with your name.
你们英文是什么？
All things and they.
All things. 好，对不起，那你们自己文法改一改好了。啊，中文比较简单，没有那么复杂。好，我们一起来读。因为你创造了于洪杰，并且于洪杰是以你的旨意被创造而有的。你这两天最好弄这句话多祷告一下。
So use these two verses with your name in it, pray accordingly.
让你知道你到底是属谁的。
That you may understand who you belong to.
就像我上次举的例子，你去跟 dealer 订了一辆你喜欢的车子。
And just like an analogy I've given everyone, you went and ordered a car from the dealer.
你钱都付了，什么都有了，但是他就是不把车子交给你。
You paid the lump sum for the car, but he would not deliver the car to you.
或者只是偶尔给你用，但是你常常找不到，因为他又拿回去了。
Once in a while, they would let you use the car, but they would take it back.
我相信这是我们没有办法容忍的事情。
And I trust that this is something that you can't endure.
圣经上这么清楚地告诉我们，我们是被神造的，而且是为他造的。
The scripture very clearly said that we are created by him, was created for him.
好，我们最后再读一节，我们就要结束这一段。哥罗西书第一章十六节到十七节，这是我们刚刚读的。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 16 through 17.
我们就读手册上的这句话。
What's in your handbook?
万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的。能看见的不能看见的一概都是借着他造的又是为他造的他在万有之先万有也靠他而立、啊、你看到了没有不光你我这个不能讲小人哈、啊、这么小的人是他造的
you and I we puny people we are created by him
就连万有都是他造的
even all thingsWe're made by him.
你知道我今年在香港的时候问那些年轻人一个问题啊。
I was in Hong Kong and I asked the young people there a question.
啊，例如说，我说赵家现在多少岁
？And I asked Francis, how old are you now?
然后我就问大家说，你知道赵家坐波音747到太阳出差回来，他已经几岁了吗
？Do you know if Francis takes a Boeing 747 a trip to the sun and back, you know how old he would be?
没想到底下一个年轻人马上就讲没了。
And there's a young person that says he wouldn't exist anymore.
他赵家可能还有哈。
Francis probably still exists.
去太阳一趟回来四十年。
And going to the sun and come back, it would be 40 years.
啊，整个太阳系里面最远的冥王星去一趟回来1600年。
女王星是
就是最远的那个 star， 好的，那已经被 kick out 了。
哦，Pluto. Yeah. How long?
1600年
1600 years round trip.
那个是真的没了哈。
Then Francis wouldn't exist anymore.
因为马图萨拉也没那么久。
Methuselah didn't live long enough to handle that trip.
你看太阳系不过是这么小的一个。
And the solar system's but this the size.
我看到1930年的这个统计说，整个宇宙中有至少4500亿个像太阳系这样子的这个星系。
Somebody help me here.
40 or 50 billion.
40 or 50 billion solar systems. This is an account in 1930.
对，但是前一阵子我看另外一位牧师讲，已经现在已经可以看到1000亿了哈 ，100 billion.
That's the statistics right now.
一千亿个像地球这么浩瀚的这个星系
，100 billion solar system size.
这不过是今天的天文学家能够发现的而已、啊。
This is but what astronomers can see and discover today now.
所以整个万有是为他造的，你知道吗
？You need to come and understand all of this was made for Christ.
借着他造的，为他造的。
It was made through Christ and made for Christ.
所以整个万有之所以存在，是因为他说有就有了。
And all things existed because he commanded and they came to existence.
而且他之所以创造，是为着他的儿子，为着这位伟大的耶稣基督。
And God has created all things for his son, Jesus Christ.
所以你发现很稀奇的一件事情，今天在万有的里面，在人类的里面，在你我的里面，常常不是以他为中心。
And you discover oftentimes in your life and my life,He is not the center.
我们舍本逐末了，在我们的里面没有他，我们没有感觉的。
And we're to the point where if Christ is not in our lives, we don't even feel anything anymore.
你知道这个芬兰， 大概是芬兰吧。芬兰有一个钢琴大师叫鲁宾斯坦哈。
Finland had a famous pianist. His name is Rubinstein.
Rubinstein. 他活了95岁。
He lives to tell his 95 years old.
有一次他开这个钢琴独奏会。
And he had a solo performance one time.
因为他太有名了，所以那个票全部被抢购一光。
And he was so famous, the tickets to the concert was completely sold out.
那天这位大师来到音乐厅这个聚会快要开始的时候。
And this master came to the concert hall, it was about to begin.
那个门口当招待的，他们不叫招待了，是这个售票员。And, 没有认出他来，不让他进去。
And so the ushers were at the door, didn't recognize him, so they wouldn't let him in.
他跟他说：“先生，对不起，我们票都卖完了，不能让你进，真的不能让你进。”
Sir, the tickets are all sold out. We can't let you in.
他说：“那我可不可以坐在钢琴前面好吗？”
And he said, "Can I just sit in front of the piano then?"
因为什么？你整个钢琴会，整个 concert 就是为了他而来的。
The entire concert was for him.
然后居然不让他进来。
Yet the keeper of the door says you can't go in.
你不觉得很好玩吗？
Don't you think that's very funny?
但是整个万有是为基督而被创造的。
You know all things is made for Christ.
整个地球是为了他创造的。
The entire earth is made for Christ.
你我的家庭，你我的个人，我们的教会都是为了他。
Your family.Us individually, our church is made for him.
所以一切都是为着他。
And everything you see is for him.
所以讲到他理当在凡事上居首位。
So that he is supposed to have the first place rightfully.
不光万人万民是为着他的荣耀创造的。
Not only all nation and all people are made for his glory.
启示录说万物是为着他创造的。
Revelation says all things.
哥罗西书说到万有都是为了他创造的。
Colossians says all creation is made for him.
你已经找不出别的东西了。
And there's nothing else that is outside of these two terms.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
讲到他是 Omega.
And it talks about the fact that he is the Omega.
讲到基督是我们荣耀的盼望。
And he is our glorious hope.
弟兄姊妹，这是在哥罗西书一章二十七节讲的。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 27.
整个万有。
All of creation.
他造的。
He has made it.
为他造的。
Is made for him.
所以神早就立他为承受万有的那一位。
And God has made him to be the heir of all things.
所以希伯来书第一章第二节说到，不只借着他创造了诸世界，而且早已立他为承受万有的。
And Hebrews chapter 1 verse 2 says that he has not only made everything in the world through him, but has made him the heir of all things.
所以以弗所书第一章告诉我们说，他要照着自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，就是要照着所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的，在基督里面同归于一。
In Ephesians,
第一章第九节。
Chapter 1 verse 9.
就是有一天要到。
A day is going to come.
基督要来承受万有。
That Christ is going to come and receive all things.
神要使一切在天上的，在地上的，所有的一切的，都要在基督里面同归于一。
In the fullness of time that he might gather together in one all things in Christ.
你们有没有想过这怎么可能？
And you have thought about this concept. How is it possible?
你看我们今天只要有两个人就有不同，三个人更多不同，四个人更多不同。
And you know that when two people come together, we disagree. The more people get together, the more disagreement we have.
所以为什么连在教会里面都有分门结党的事情？
So why is that? That's why it is possible even within the church that people may have divisions.
看法不同，背景不同，文化不同，喜好不同，什么东西都不同。
We look at things differently, our backgrounds different, our likes and dislikes are different.
你看我们现在住在一起，聚在一起，我们很多人不同。
And we're going to be living together in the same room and discover that we have many differences.
那请问怎么可能同归于一？
And I want to ask you, how is it that we can bring all things into one?
所以你要知道，将来整个万有终结，在时间里面神要结束它的时候。
And you know, in time to come, in the fullness of time, when God concludes all things,
神只容许一种存留。
God only allows one thing to remain.
就是基督。
That is Christ.
凡是不是基督的，通通不能存留。
Everything that is not Christ cannot remain.
我只要读两节圣经，大家就知道，一个是哥林多前书三章，我们不读了。
First Corinthians chapter 3.
有烈火 要来发现，要来试验我们个人的工程。
There's a fire that's going to come and try all of our labor and all of our works.
凡事是草木和谐，不是金银宝石的，被火一烧，要全部烧光。
Everything that is hay and stubble that is not of precious metal and precious stone, it will be consumed.
所以第一件事情，将来又有火要来接收我们这一生所有的工作和侍奉。
The very first thing is that the fire is going to come and test and try all of our labor and everything that we've done.
第二件事情，希伯来书十二章说他要用震动，他要再一次来震动。把所有能够被震动而被挪去的通通挪去那不能震动的能够长存
Hebrews chapter 12 tells us once again he's going to come and shake all things and that which cannot be shaken will remain
所以剩下来的都是基督
and everything that remains is Christ
我想我举一个很简单的例子
and I'll give a very simple example
你看磁铁、
look at a magnet
假如我拿了这么一大块磁铁
and if what I'm holding my hand right now is the size of a magnet
然后我就在海沙上走我在地上走
and I walk through the sand by the seashore along the ground
我到你的这个办公室到你的包包里面走一趟
and I go to your office or put it in your bag and take it out
什么东西会被它接收
what's going to be attracted to this magnet
就是铁对不对
anything metallic
纸张不会
Paper will not.
你的钱不会。
Your paper will not.
地上的
沙子不会。
Your money will
not. The sand, silicone sand will not.
你手上喝的 coke 也不会，不要紧张。
The coke that is in your hand won't be sucked to it.
它只接受铁。
It will only attract metal.
原来我用很简单的例子来表达这个很重要的事情。
And I used this very simple analogy to explain something very important.
你要知道将来万有结束的时候。
You know, all things when it comes to conclusion.
我们每一个人都要到基督的台前去交账。
Every single one of us is going to come to the seat of Christ.
就是你整个的一生不管你在地上多么辉煌腾达。
It doesn't matter what you've done and how grand your life has been.
不管你的人生是如何长短。
It doesn't matter how long or how short Sure、
有钱没钱，有学位没学位，这些东西在神的眼中都不是重要的事情。
You're poor, you're rich, or you have a degree, you don't. These things aren't important in God's sight.
神只接受基督。
God will only accept what is Christ.
这就是为什么罗马书八章二十八节说到我们里面要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
This is why Romans chapter 8 verse 28 says that we need to be conformed to the image of Christ.
为什么以弗所书第四章讲到教会要满有基督长成的身量，都讲到要长要长。
Why Ephesians says that the church needs to have the full stature of Christ.
而且以弗所书第四章讲到凡事长进，连于严守基督。特别说到 grow into Christ.
It says grow into Christ in all things.
这讲到你的长进如果跟基督没有关系，如果不能够长进基督的话，这个长进是没用的。
Whatever that prosper you or growth in your life does not into Christ, this growth is not important.
你可以长很多钱，你可以长很多知识，你可以长很多的权利，但是如果不是长基督的话，没有用的。
You could grow in wealth, you could grow in power and strength, but if it's not Christ,It's not important.
因为至终神审判的根据就是 made by Christ.
Because the base by which God judges all things is by Christ.
我在这里列的经文，以弗所书，使徒行传十七章三十一节。
Acts chapter 17 verse 31, the verse that I've listed.
因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人，按公义审判天下。
Because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness.
你有没有发现神审判的标准是什么？
What is the standard by which God will judge?
不是宪法，不是律法，不是民事法，不是刑事法。
Not by federal laws, not by state laws, not by civil laws.
神审判我们只有一个标准。
There is one standard by which God judges all things.
是一个人， a living person.
It's by The man, a living person.
讲到耶稣。
It is Christ Jesus.
好，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们等他明后天会讲到，好，讲到基督已经在我们里面了。
And the next few days, we're going to talk about the fact that Christ is already in us.
声音是不是又不见了？有吗 ？OK. 弟兄姊妹，神在我们身上的衡量，神在我们身上的标准审判，只有一个标准。
God's measure in our life and God's standard by which he measures all things is called Christ.
你不能说哎呀基督太奥秘了我不知道他是什么。
You say Christ is too mysterious. I don't really know what he is.
神就是只有一个审判的标准就是基督。
God has one standard by which he judges is Christ.
所以我们明后天会讲到积极上在我们的生活里面我们怎么样子让这个生命让基督在我们里面不断的长大。
So actively how do we let Christ continue to grow and to mature in our lives?
你看你们知不知道这个一盎司的纯金这个 pure gold 24K
1 ounce of pure gold, 24K.
你知道大概要用多少的金沙来经过火窑火炼才能够出了一盎司的金沙？
Do you know how much of
这个纯金吗？
How much the grain or the gold that they pan amount that they have to gather to get 1 ounce of pure gold, pure gold.
这个恩惠快结婚了，猜猜看。所以你不要金了
，Veronica。
还没有想过，那个一盎司的金纯金大概要3吨到5吨的金矿，一直火烧提炼提炼提炼，到最后才出了一盎司的纯金。
3 or 5 tons of gold ores that they have to purify to get 1 ounce of pure gold.
当然，求神原谅我，好，姑且用 pure gold 来形容基督的性情。
And may God forgive me to use this example of pure gold to describe the nature of Christ.
所以你知道，在我们这一生里面有多少的掺杂，多少的这个没有办法带进勇士的。
And you discover this in this analogy, how much of impurities are in our life that cannot be brought into eternity.
有多少的东西是草木和谐，是泥巴，是烂石头，是不能够归给神的。
So much of it is hay and stubble, is rubbish that cannot be brought to God.
但是神在我们身上只接受一样事情，就是。
And yet God wants only one thing, and that is Christ.
所以五吨的金沙出来一盎司。
A 5 ton of gold ore produces 1 ounce of pure gold.
我们在主的面前实在要求主让我们重视基督，知道 Christ alone 不是一个标。不是一个口号而已。
So we need to understand that Christ alone is not just a slogan.
这是实在是太重要的一件事情。
It is something extremely important in our lives.
那么第三件事情。
The third point.
他不光是 Alpha,
He's not only the Alpha.
他不光是 Omega,
He's not only the Omega.
他是我们中间整个的内容。
He is the content of it all.
他是我们里面的价值。
He is the very worth.
他是我们的内涵。
He is the content.
像 A 是开始。
Just like A is the beginning.
Z 是结束。
Z is the end of the alphabet.
但这并不代表中间没有。
It doesn't mean that there's nothing that exists in between.
开始是他，结尾是他，中间也全是他。
And the beginning is Christ, at the end is Christ, all in the between is Christ.
我想我们是在美国就用英文好了，不用 Alpha Omega 的。你这26个字母可以 make 多少的 story?
And this 26 alphabets can make so many stories.
写多少的书，写多少的歌，写多少的这个历史记载，所有的东西都可以用这26个字母来表达。
Can compose so many stories, so many novels, so many wonderful music. It used the 26 characters to describe everything.
所以哥林多后书第三章说到我们明显是基督的书信。
And 2 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul says, we are the epistles of Christ.
神在我们身上写耶稣的故事。
And God is writing the story of Christ through your life and my life.
在你身上写一个故事。
That in your life, God is writing a story.
在他的身上写一个故事。
In his life, God's writing a story.
虽然用的字、用的内容可能不一样。
Perhaps the content, the story is different.
可是全部都是基督。
But every single one of us, the essence of it is Christ.
他这个设备实在太差了。
Terrible podium.
已经几次了。威廉，明天把这个拆掉。
Yes, sir.
全是基督。
Everything is Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，我们如果真认识这个的时候啊
，So brothers, if we really know this,
我们就发现，我们就希望我们这一生跟基督发生关系。
And we pray that this life has something to do with Christ.
你们有没有收到任何 email 或是电脑打开的是乱码的
？And 乱码。
乱码就是乱七八糟那个 code。
Have you ever opened up an email or anything on the computer? All of a sudden, all you see just jumbled up codes.
有时候看到别人写 email 会用这些哈，又惊叹号，又那个星星，又什么，那好像是骂人的话。
I see somebody send an email with exclamation mark, with question, or dollar signs, and all some those are probably curse words.
人家怎么看都看不懂。
And you don't understand what he's trying to say.
你掺进只要不是基督的东西，人家看不懂你在干什么。
And you anything that is not of Christ, nobody will understand.What you're really about.
你在过一个混乱、没有价值、没有意义的生活。
You're living a life that is has no purpose and no value.
你真的用26个字母来组成的话，你的身上有很多很美的故事。
But if orderly you construct your life with these 26 alphabets, you will have a wonderful story.
他是万有的中心，他是教会的元首。
He's the center of all things. He's the head of the church.
我刚刚一开始就说过，因为很多时候我们说他是主，但是我们没有把他真正。
I said in the beginning, we said that he is Lord, but we often don't treat him as Lord.
今天我在。 香港跟于师母去服侍他们的时候，有一个年轻人起来做见证，我蛮感动的。
Sister Nancy and I, we had a chance to go to Hong Kong to serve this year. There was a young man who came up and shared. I was very touched by his sharing.
他正在大学读研究所。
And he's in grad school right now.
他那天站在台上见证的时候。
And as he was standing up here giving his testimony.
他说他一直希望他指导的教授能够给他一个机会，让他能够去做一个研究，是在海上的。
And he's hoping that his professor would give him an opportunity to do research that is on the ocean.
他说这个教授常常在美国，在世界各地跑，所以不知道什么时候会送 email 来。
And his professor is traveling all the time, and he's a very hard time getting hold of him.
那他就很盼望能够收到那个教授录取他，或是接受他的这封信。
And he is praying and begging that this professor would take him on as his research assistant.
所以那段时间，每天早上起床的第一件事情，他就是看 email.
So for a long period of time, the very first thing that he did in the morning is look at his email.
他说：“我不再像从前一样，早上起来第一件事情是我的 devotion， 我跟神读经祷告。”
He said the very first thing that I do in the day is no longer devotion with God.
他说：“现在我每天早上第一件事情就是打开电脑看我的 email.
He said the very first thing that I do is turn on my computer and check my email.
他居然做见证的时候哭起来。
And he started crying.
所以是这个地方感动我的地方。
And that's what moved me.
他里面觉得亏欠神，他没有把神当作神，当主居首位。
He feels that he shortchanged God because he did not allow God to be God in his life.
我想我们可能很多人早上起来都先看 email， 里面没有感觉。
And maybe there are a lot of us sitting here, the very first thing we do in the day is check our emails, and we don't even have any feelings towards that.
他不仅仅有感觉，那个感觉重到一个地步，他在主面前，在众人面前认罪，他流眼泪，他哽咽。
He's not only sensitive toward this revelation, he repented in front of everyone, he's shedding his tears in front of everyone.
弟兄姊妹，不见得是早上看 email 的事，可能可以是很多其他的事情。
Perhaps it's not reading the email the first thing in the day. It may be other things in your life.
我们聚会迟到了，我们不肯来神家接服事了，可能很多的事情我们里面没有感觉了。
We're late to meetings and we don't want to serve at church, but we don't feel anything inside.
我们唱 He is Lord, 我们一样举手。
We sing the song He is Lord, we lift up our hands.
可是他的生活里面他不是主啊。
But in our lives,He's not Lord.
没有一个地方像他是主啊。
There is not a place in my life that he is Lord, that he looks like the Lord.
我希望我们不是那样子的人。
And I pray that we are not such people.
弟兄姊妹，当我们越唱他是主，他是主，让主居首位的时候，我们真让主在凡事上居首位。
Well, how will we sing that he is Lord, that he may be the Lord in all things in our life?
He deserves it.
He deserves it.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的是亏欠他。
Brothers and sisters, we really shortchange God.
我跟你们讲过几次了哈，这个听说台湾的这个老蒋总统在凯歌堂聚会的时候
，and I told the story many times. Our president, the early president in Taiwan, and as he was going to service,
他每一次早上九点钟聚会
9:00 the service begins.
在九点五十以前，整个会堂全部都已经人都到齐了。8:50
by 8:50 the entire sanctuary is full of people already.
全部都安安静静坐着。
Everybody's sitting there quietly.
等到九点整，门一开，他老人家进来，所有人站起来，等他坐好了以后，全部人坐下来。
And at 9:00, the door opened. He would walk in. When he sits down, everybody would stand. And when he sits, everybody would sit.
然后开始唱诗，开始聚会。
And then they will begin to sing and they begin to worship.
你不要以为全天下最准时的人都跑到凯歌堂去了。
And don't think that everybody who's punctual is at that particular service.
而是因为有他老人家在，所以每一个人准时的。
It's because this elderly president, he is attending, so everybody comes on time.
因为这个故事几百年前在法国就已经发生了。
Hundreds of years ago in France, the same similar story happened.
你知道法国有一个王叫路易十四，很有名。
And Louis the 14th,
他在宫殿里面的这个 chapel 里面也是每个礼拜天聚会的。
And the chapel palace, he attends service every Sunday.
有一天，这个宫廷的牧师故意在那个礼拜提早发信给这些在宫廷里面的人说，这个礼拜天路易十四不来聚会。
And so the clergy of the chapel notified everyone and said, this particular Sunday, Louis the 14th, he's not going to come to service.
只是他没有告诉路易十四这件事。
But he didn't tell Louis the 14th this particular notice.
路易十四那天进到会场的时候，一看怎么人这么少，他好生气。
He walked in that day, discovered so few people, he was extremely upset.
他说，这些人到哪里去了？
Where did everybody go?
他 他说因为我故意告诉他们今天你不来所以他们今天就不来了、
Because I told everyone that you weren't coming so nobody showed up
他说王啊对不起我今天只是想让你证明让你知道在你的宫中有多少人真正是敬畏神的人、
I'm sorry your highness I wanted you to know that how many people in your kingdom really honors and respects God
弟兄姊妹我们需要在主的面前求神真正把我们从心里面 acknowledge he is the Lord
And we ask that the Lord would cause us to acknowledge that He is Lord from our hearts.
从心里面认他是主。
From our hearts to say He is Lord.
我们做什么事情为了爱他。
No matter what we do it for the sake of loving Him.
我们做每一件事情我们来讨他的喜悦。
Everything that we do for the sake of pleasing Him.
接下来希伯来书我快讲完了。希伯来书第一章第三节讲到万有是靠他而立的。
And Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3 says that in him all things consist.
他用他全能的命令托住万有。
All things are upheld by the word of his power.
不光万有是他创造的。
Not only is all things made by him.
是为着他创造的。
It's made for him.
而且今天整个万有是被他 hold 得住。
But all things consist because of him.
不光是万有这样。
Not just all things.
你我都是这样。
You and I the same.
今天来你们开车来到这边聚会。的路上你开最高的速度是多少
On your way here, what is your highest speed getting over here today?
算了 我不要问了免得你们良心不安你可能最多开到80 mile
I don't want to ask
今天没有机会
I don't want to ask the question any further unless you have a guilty conscience Maybe 80 miles an hour
根本绕不到对不对
You can't get to 80 miles an hour, right?
我一路上看到那个前面那些人空那么长的位置、哦、慢慢开就气死了
And we see this huge gap in front of us and everybody's just taking their sweet time
整个后面塞车就是这些人
And everybody is all the huge traffic because slow drivers
你知道地球这个自转的速度多快吗
And you know the speed by which the earth spins along its axis.
你知道你现在坐在这里，你多快吗？
You know, right at the outside surface of the earth, how fast is it spinning?
不知道，你一个小时1040个 mile, 1040 miles.
1040 miles per hour.
这是你一个小时。
That is the speed of its rotation.
有没有人开过一个小时1000 mile?
Anyone driven that speed lately?
你看，这是神托住我们。
God upholds all things.
这个叫自转，我不晓得你们中国大陆叫不叫公转，就是绕着太阳。
And what about the speed around the sun?
你知道绕着太阳这个速度多快吗
？You know what's the speed as the Earth orbits around the sun?
有没有人知道？有没有人知道？
Anyone?
哎，你们年轻人。
Anyone?
Huh? Huh? 66660, 66661了。66,661 miles per hour.
66,661 miles per hour.
我跟你讲，不是神托住我们的话，奎爷的地心吸力，或是万有奇妙的平衡的话。
If it's not God who created all the balance of all the forces,
你现在就好像在迪士尼的那个云霄飞车，每个小时1000多 mile.
And you're like sitting on the roller coasters, spinning on its track over 1,000 miles an hour.
然后又那样子到60,000多 mile 一个小时。
And then at the same time, the whole thing is spinning over 60,000 miles an hour.
你不要说头晕了，都不晓得烂到哪里，飞到哪里去。
Not to say that you're dizzy, you probably fallen apart.
神用他全能的命令托住万有。
By his command, he upheld all things.
整个万有都是叫他的命令托住，不过只是地球小小的。
And the entire universe is upheld by his command, which is talking about the earth.
在伟大的神面前，我们都要低头敬拜。
And the Almighty God, we prostrate and worship.
我们连一点点小小的自己的生活都托不住，都稳不住了。
We have no control over our puny lives.
我前两天看到人家一句话说，这个婚前讲到两个人的时候，就讲到天长地久。
And before two people get married, when they talk abouttheir lives, they talk about.
讲到他们在一起就是天长地久。
And they talk about how their lives would be forever and ever.
Yeah. 然后婚后讲到两个人的时候就讲到还能撑多久。
And when after they're married, they start talking about I don't know how long I can endure this thing.
你看婚前就想说我希望天长地久，永远在一起。
And before two couples get married, they're like, oh, we want to be forever and ever.
你能够拖住吗？
Can you sustain it?
你能够拖多久呢?
How long can you be together?
有谁可以保证你拖多久呢?
Who can guarantee how long you'll be together?
你说我们的生命能拖多久呢?
How long will your life sustain itself?
我们自己一点点事情我们都拖不住了。
The little things in our lives we have no control over.
你们有没有想过坐云霄飞车? Roller coaster? 你坐的那个360度正好到顶上头向下的时候停电了。
You ever had this thought where you're on the, doing the roller coaster and you're up at the peak of the loop and all of a sudden everything stops?
你们有没有经验过？
Anyone experienced it?
愿不愿意 try 一下？
You want to try it?
不愿意 try。 它靠那个电把你拖住。
And by whatever forces is holding it up.
它靠那个速度把你拖住。
By the centripetal force is keeping you up.
它如果真的到顶的时候你朝下 upside down 就突然停的话，我想你真的吓死了。
So if it really goes at the peak of the loop and it stops, you would be terrified.
弟兄姊妹啊，整个万有在他手中。
Brothers and sisters, all things are in his hands.
你我的生命在他手中。
Your life and my life is in his hands.
我们的家庭，我们的一切在他手中。
Our family and everything we possess is in his hands.
神只要一松手，我跟你讲，我们都不知道到哪里去了。
All God has to do is let go, and we're done.
神只要一伸手，你的家、你的健康、你所有的东西都不知道到哪里去。
God lets go, our family, our health, everything we possess, they're gone.
他不光是 Alpha, 他不光是 Omega, 他是中间一切所有的。
He's not just Alpha, he's not just Omega, he's everything in between.
我们要学习来尊重他，学习来敬重他。
We need to learn to honor him and respect him.
第三个点我不讲了，因为我明后天会讲了。
And the last point, I'll save it for another day.
在我结束的时候，
But before I conclude,
有一个很熟的故事。
There's a very familiar story.
在南北战争的时候，在一个关键性的战役之前。
And at the Civil War, there was a critical battle.
那天跟林肯总统站在一起的一个将领。
And there was a general that was standing with President Lincoln.
他们看着战场。
They were looking at the battlefield.
明天在这里有一场很关键性的打仗。
And they know tomorrow there's going to be a key battle that's going to take place.
那个将军就跟林肯讲，他说不晓得明天神会不会站在我们这一边。
So the general said to President Lincoln, I don't know if God will be on our side tomorrow.
没有想到林肯总统这么安静地回答他。
Lincoln very calmly replied.
他说我从来不担心神站不在我们这一边。
He says, I never worry whether God is on our side.
我只担心我们是不是站在神的这一边。
He says, I only worry whether we are on God's side.
弟兄姊妹，到底我们是不是让主居首位？
Brothers and sisters, do we really allow the Lord to have the first place?
我想我们生活里面都有很多的挑战，很多的困难，很多让我们难过痛苦的事情。
We all have challenges, we all have things that cause us harm and...
difficulties.
And they're all critical battle issues that we contend with.
And
don't just be afraid whether God is going to be for me or on my side. Let's learn first to stand on His side. When we truly allow the Lord to have the first place, you discover He is our greatest protection.
You 就发现我们在这个环境里面经过的时候
And when we go through these circumstances, we obtain something valuable.
除了基督还是基督。
Apart from Christ, it is still Christ.
Oh, 永远是基督。Christ alone and Christ forever.
Christ alone and Christ forever. It's always Christ.
我们一起来唱《我心属主，我灵属主》。
I'm going to sing the song, My Heart and My Soul Will Also Him.
这是今年冬令会的时候，边老弟兄边波波为我们带来的诗歌。我们第二节弟兄唱，第三节姊妹唱，第一、第四我们一起唱。来，
我心属主，我灵属主，让主居首位。
Brothers,
what do you
起有些祷告。
Let's have some words of prayers together.
可不可以请几位弟兄姊妹很简短的为我们祷告，也为这个聚会祷告。
Ask a few brothers and sisters, to simply pray for us and for our retreat together.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for your grace. Lord, we want to thank you for your mercies that、
Amen.
We are here, Lord.、Jesus, you see us so clearly.、Lord Jesus,、you know us so well. Jesus, we pray for、each and every one of us, O Lord. And Lord, we pray that this would be an opportunity for us to find our way back to you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we pray that it is an opportunity that we would lay aside stubborn hearts, O Lord.
Amen.
Jesus, that really we come surrendering willingly, O Lord, to you.
Amen.
Jesus, we call you Lord, Lord. But Lord, we don't often do the very thing you want us to do. Jesus, we pray that we will really put you in the right place.
Amen.
God, we know it's just but 4 days, but oh Lord, 4 days can change our lives forever.
Amen.
So Lord Jesus, we...ask for your grace, we ask for your mercy, from the youngest to the oldest, oh Lord, individually and families and fellowships and our church family as a whole. Jesus, Jesus be the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Be the Lord.
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
是的。
Amen.
Amen. Sit down. Amen.
Sit down.Forgive us, God.
Amen. Amen.
Forgive us, God.
主，我们的心何等的感谢你。
Lord, how our hearts thank you.
谢谢你这样子与我们同在。
Thank you for being with us.
谢谢你在这个山上早就为我们预备的祝福。
And thank you that on this mountain you have already prepared blessings for us.
虽然我们还是习惯性的要来得祝福。
And maybe still routinely we want to come and be blessed.
但是你也让我们能够像旧约，当你定律法的时候。你希望你的百姓是来朝见你，是来敬拜你。
And in the Old Testament, as you set your ordinances and your laws, you want your people to come for you, for worship of you.
这一次我们在这里没有一个人是空手来的。
And we pray that no one comes empty-handed.
我们就至少带着一个渴慕你、需要你的心来到你面前。
And at the very minimum, a longing heart, a heart says, I need you, Jesus.
主啊，这几天，你亲自来对我们说话。
Lord, these few days, you personally come and speak to us.
我们厌烦那种起起伏伏的生活。
And we are tired of these lives that are up and down.
主，我们不喜欢那样子盲目的忙碌的生活。
And we don't want to just be busy and busy all the time.
我们也不希望年轻的一代他们也活在这么多的压力和试探的里面。
And we don't want our next generation to live in this lifestyle of being tempted all the time and the pressure.
主，这几天向我们每一个人来显现。
And Lord, we ask that you would reveal yourself to every one of us.
在每一个聚会中来对我们说话。
That in every meetings, oh Lord, come and speak to us.
借着诗歌，借着祷告，借着信息，借着圣徒的交通。Oh, 真的是 Christ everywhere.
And through prayers, through messages, through fellowships, whatever we do, we see Christ everywhere.
Oh, 主耶稣祝福我们。
And Lord, bless us.
祝福我们在座的每一位。
Bless everyone that is here.
也保守我们在这里晚上的休息都能够很好。
Give us a good night's rest for all of us.
大人孩子都平安。
The adults and the children are all safe.
更是让我们每一个人下山的时候我们都不一样了。
And when we leave this place, no one is the same.
我们是欢欢喜喜的下山。
We rejoicingly leave this place.
我们带着你的同在下山。
With your presence, we leave this place.
我们带着那荣耀的使命下山。
With a glorious commission, we leave this place.
祝福你的教会。
Bless your church.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, Amen.